essence of what today's fast is all about, and what the avodah is, and what the lesson is. So, Chazal mentioned a few reasons for today's fast, of which one of them is that the Melech Bavel began the siege around Yerushalayim. On this day, Samchu Lechaima. On this day, the Babylonian armies that eventually destroyed the Beis Hamikdash piled up against the walls of Yerushalayim. Which, to understand what's the significance of that? It doesn't say they actually broke in. You know, and certainly the Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed until Tisha B'Av, but Samchu Lechaima Yerushalayim, they were back, they were up against the walls. Yeah, that's one thing, that understand what that means and what that symbolizes. And if I'm not mistaken, that Yechezkel Navi got the message in Chodesh Tevis that Yerushalayim was breached. You know, the Baruch Shem informed him on that day and told him it has to be a Yom Tainus, of which what's happening with Yechezkel, I don't know if we'll touch on today. But the other major cause of the tzom that Chazal talked about is that it was about this time of year that the story of Talmi HaMelech forcing Chazal to translate the Torah to Greek happened. So we'll start from the last and see if we can work our way back to the earlier things mentioned. What's so terrible? The Chazal say that after the Torah was translated Greek, Yorda Choshech Le'olam Shloisha Yomim. It was like a freak type of a darkness that lasted 3 days. Now, what's so dark? What's so terrible? So now, in the Maseches Seferim, which are brises that... it's from the Tanoim. It's printed in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the Maseches Seferim talks about the incident in more detail. What's interesting is that the Maseches Seferim says this actually happened twice during the Greco-Egyptian Empire. Now there was, you know, after Alexander kicked it, so the Greek Empire splintered, and for, at least according to Josephus, as far as I know, there was a while that there was a Assyrian Greek Empire and a Greek Egyptian Empire, of which Ptolemy, you know, written in English, Ptolemy, you know, was the, those were the kings of the Greco-Egyptian Empire. They reigned in Alexandria, named after Alexander the Great. Then Antiochus eventually overran them and conquered that whole region. Again, according to Josephus, that the Assyrian Empire eventually conquered and swallowed up the Egyptian Greek Empire around the time of Hanukkah. So the Maseches Seferim says it actually happened twice in the relatively short span of the Greco-Egyptian Empire. It says over here in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav of the Maseches Seferim, so it says, Ein Kosin lo Ivris lo Aramis lo Nadis lo Yevones. Right, the Sefer Torah can't be written in any one of a different language or a different script. Kosov v'chol lashon v'chol aksalim le'ikrab bo achtei ksuv ashuris. But if you write in this foreign language, one thing you always have to be mocked on, has to always be ksav ashuris. You know, the lettering that we see in the Sefer Torah in front of us. So, halacha zayin. Maisa behes kenim shekosov l'tami mach es hatera yevanis. There's a maisa of five elders that wrote the Torah for Talmi HaMelech in Greek. V'haya hayoim kasha liYisrael kiyoim shena'ase ha'ego. And that day was so horrific to the Jewish people, like the day that they made the golden calf. As if they had made the golden calf on that day. Shelo haysa ha'tar yichol lihitargem kol tzorcha. Because the Torah couldn't be translated properly. And because the Torah couldn't be translated, probably, so it's like they made the golden calf. Wow. So you tell me that the translation wasn't 100% perfect. Which translation is? And it's Hayosayom Kasha Li Yisrael Kiyom Shnasabo Egel. It was such a terrible tragedy to Klal Yisrael. I mean, look, what, did we use that Torah? I mean, we left it by Ptolemy in Mitzrayim. We left it by him, right? So that's Hayosayom Kasha Li Yisrael. It's like a tough day for the Jewish people, as if they had made the Egel. It was a tough day for Tommy. He didn't get a good translation. So then, Shuv Maisa B'Tommy HaMelech, so now there was another story with Tommy HaMelech, says Secha Sofrim, which is the more well-known Maisa. Shekines Ayin Beis Skenim, says he gathered actually 72 Skenim, some say 70, some say 70. The Girsa in the Secha Sofrim happens to be 72, but for our purposes we'll assume it was 70. Like the Gemara says, it's called Targum HaShivim. So, Voshivim, Bishim, Vishnaim, Batim, but gives them a service that there are 72, and they put each one 72 different houses. V'lo Gilham Alma Kinsam, and he didn't reveal to him why he brought them. Nechasako Echad Ve'echad Mehem, Amen Kisli Tars Moshe Rabchem, and he walked into each one individual and said, write for me the Torah of Moshe, your Rebbe. So Yibarshu gave the same Eitzah, made the same Eitzah flash in the hearts of each and every one, and they agreed to write him a Torah Bifnei Atzma. So the Gra changes the Girsa of Kol Echad V'Echad Torah Bifnei Atzma. Each one wrote a whole Torah by himself, which was identical to the Torah of his 71 other cohorts. Although the actual literal Lashon is Torah b'fnei atzma, a Torah unto its own, which I want to explain the Girsa that we have. It's a Girsa. The way we have it, or the way the Gra changes it? The way we have it. Nasan amokam eitza belev ko echad ve'echad v'skima da'atom l'das echa achas v'kasvu loy Torah b'fnei atzma. A Torah unto its own is the girsa we have. You know, the Gra changes the girsa to more pashut meaning. Ko echad ve'echad Torah b'fnei atzma. Each one wrote his own Torah. But I think there's something that we can learn from the girsa as we have it. So now, of course, it's not mentioning there was anything good about this, but over here it's enumerated, it's listed openly, all the changes they made. The Yud Gimel Dover Shinuba. They changed 13 things. Now, I'm not going to go through all 13. I'm going to mention two, which will serve an example from which you could extrapolate to understand the nature of the other 11 changes. Yigil Doshirov Ve'elohenen, the following are they. Elohim Bara Bereshis. All right, instead of Bereshis, Bara Elohim. All right, the Gemara brings on that example also. Instead of right, Bereshis, Bara Elohim, in the beginning, created God. Right, so they might think it was this deity called Bereshis that created Elohim, so they changed it of Elohim Bara Bereshis. Alright, that was the first change. The second change is Elohim Ese Adab Bitzelem Ubidmus. God said, I will make a man in my form and in my likeness. We'll do one more. Actually, we'll do three. Then it says, Vayichal Bashishi Vayishbos Bashvi. Then it says, Vayichulu. Also, so by us it says, Va'okim Bayom Ashvi Va'ish Basri. He's finished on the seventh day and he rests on the seventh day. So that's a contradiction. So he changed it to Va'ichal Bayom Ashishi Va'ish Bas Bashvi. He finished on Friday, making the world, and he rested on the seventh day. These are the changes. These are three out of the 13 changes that are, the rest are also listed here also. So Ma Tivam, what is the nature of these changes? And why by us is it Taka written differently? We don't believe that you know, Bereshis is a deity. So, Manafshach, right? If we can make that mistake also, so why doesn't our Torah say Elohim Bar Bereshis? And if we can't make that mistake, so Tommy's an intellectual, explain to him, and he won't make the mistake either. And that's true of all that kasha is, and all, you know, is a kasha that encompasses basically all 13 changes. Manafshach. If there's takach shasha making a mistake, so why is it written that way for us? And, well, no, if you look into it a little bit, you see that it can't really be taken literally, so why can't Tommy do that also? He's an intellectual. He's a philosopher king. So, if I'm not mistaken, invariably, if not all the time, Asarah B'Tevis comes out during the week to read Parshas Vayechi, which is the Parsha of Golus. This is Parshas Vayechi takes place totally in Eretz Mitzrayim, and it's the beginning of the Shibud that Chazal say, even though the physical oppression didn't start, but Lama Parshas Ustula, asked Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha, you can't even tell where Vayigash ends and Vayechi starts in a regular Sefer Torah. The typical break between Parshas is missing. It's a Parshas Stuma. Lomar, Shenistamu Einem, Vilibam Sheyisrael Min Hashibud, because the Jewish people's eyes and hearts were closed from the subjugation. That even though, you know, they didn't get the physical oppression yet, but something happened this week's Parsha that's called the beginning of being in Golus. And what's the nature of that beginning of being in Golus? Says Rashi, Nistamu Einehem Velibam. There was a closing of the eyes and heart. Well, the eyes and heart, I mean, pain in the back from carrying the bricks, you know, pain in the hands, laying all those bricks. Yeah, what's the closure of the eyes and the heart? And that's what Parshas Vayechi is about. So, be magdim, you know, afilu sichas chon she talmidei chachamim tzricha talmud. Chazal say, even a talmid chacham's plain talk, you can learn something. You'd be medayik from even the way he discusses the weather, because there's divrei Torah in the weather. So even the sichas chon tzricha talmud, maybe if we have a chance we'll discuss that more bifrat. But kal v'chaymer ben b'noisho kal v'chaymer, if Chazal are telling you Torah, you have to be medayik from every single word. If you could be medayik and learn things from their sichas chulin, kavachomer, when they speak divrei Torah, you have to be medayik and be oimin on every word, and there's not a nuance, there's not an expression in Chazal that's not molei v'godush, you know, Torah and Musar Haskel. So in the jargon of Chazal, they do something which seemingly is the epitome of egocentricity. They divide up the whole world into two places. The whole wide globe, to Chazal, is only two places. What are they? That's right. The whole globe is Eretz Yisrael, this little thing, you know, roughly less than the size of the state of New Jersey. That's the Aretz, that's the land, and the whole rest of the globe is Chutz La'aretz. Right? The whole wide globe is outside, right? Is out, and the one place that's called in is Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. There's just the land and out of the land. It's everywhere else. What is that? Yeah. Talk about egocentricity, you know, being the center of your own universe. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. What does it mean? What are they trying to get across to us? And they do it again. You know, in a way that's that's a little bit less, radical. But, there's Torah and Lahavdil. There's music, and there's philosophy, and there's biology, and there's chemistry, and there's physics, and astronomy, and so many other chokhmas. And they subject them both to the same division as the globe itself. They call it Torah and the chokhmos chitzonios, Torah and the outside wisdoms. Chutz, the chokhmos chitzonios, the wisdoms that are out. Torah is in, right? And everything else, all the other wisdoms are out. It's not more important, less important, but it's in, out. Eretz Yisrael is in, everywhere else is chutzlar, it's out. Not Eretz Yisrael is better, nicer, holier, but Eretz Yisrael is in, everything else is out. Not sure Torah is more chashuv, but Torah is in, everything else is out. What's up, Sean? What Chazal are coming to tell you with these expressions is Ein Hachinami. The world, reality itself is set up in a manner where there is what's in, and what's in means what's important, and what's the center, what's the focus, what's the ikker, and there's what's out. That what's out is not what's the ikker. Not the shot, it's not as important. It's on a totally different strata. It exists in a totally different place. And take example from a fruit. The fruit is what's in, the peel is what's out. Right? We find the same Lashon in the Mekubalim. Right, that the Mekubalim use these expressions also to explain the whole Metzius of evil. They call them Chitzonim, like Tinatzel Nashi, Ruchi, V'nishmasi, Min HaChitzonim, the externals. And by the same token, the best muscle we have for the external is the Klipa, right? The Klipa, the peel. That it's not just the peel is less important. It's a whole different reality. The peel is mamish nothing. And if the peel is of any value, it's only because it serves and protects the fruit that's beneath it. The fruit is inside, the klipa is bachutz, and the klipa is of no value, and any semblance of value it has is purely because of its hisbatlut. It's unknowing itself to serve that which it encompasses, to serve and protect that which it encompasses. And if it rebels against that, then it's mamish worthless. So the Inyan, the Chazal, even in their expressions, want to make us constantly aware of, is that the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, Torah and the Chochmas Chitzonius, the Toiv and the Ra, that the Ra is called Chitzonim, is not the difference between better and worse, holier and less holy. It's the difference between being in or being out. In the game, in God's world, or not in God's world. That all these things that are out, they could perhaps find a place for themselves if they serve and protect what's in. But heyos that they've rebelled against that role, then their being out is going to culminate with their being out of existence in all ways, shape, or form. As the Ra, which is the prime example, the Ra, the Chitzonim, the Klipas, the Ra's, obvious Ruach HaTumen Arts. It's going to go out of the world. It's going to go out of existence. The fact that it stands out, and stands out, pun intended, that it stands out because it wants to be independent, wants to stand out. So that's what's going to ensure, and that's what dictates that because it wants to stand out, it will be out. It will be out of existence. It's only a matter of time that there will be a pirut mukhlat, an absolute separation between the in and the out. That all that which is out will be out, absolutely, out of existence. Which is a secret. There's Epesach Chazad, never heard inside, but I've heard it quoted, that Osid Yerushalayim lispashet lechol Eretz Yisrael, Vosid Eretz Yisrael lispashet lechol Aratzos. And in the end, all of Eretz will become Yerushalayim, and all of the rest will become Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lartz, there won't be. It'll be Chutz. It'll be Mamash Chutz, out of existence. Just like the Ra. This Ruach HaTuma Av Yerminaretz will be removed. Just like it's called the Chitzom, it'll culminate with being Chutz, Mamash. Because that's what it wants also. It wants to stand out. Stand out, pun intended. It wants to be independent. So, all right. Have it your way. If you don't want to serve the Pnim, so you'll be Bachutz. But Chutz of all of God's reality. You'll be out of existence. So now we have to understand something. Understand something and take it to heart. When the chutz goes bifnim and the pnim goes lechutz, you are talking about tremendous cosmic damage. The integrity of the universe hangs on this principle that what's important and what's MS is at the center, is in, and what's sheker is out. But when those boundaries between the pnim and the chutz get distorted, so the emes of Torah becomes perverted. Like Chazal saying, Zol zacha naslo samamavis, when you teach a Talmud that's not ready to learn Torah, so that Torah, God forbid, could be his undoing. Not just his undoing, in a sense he's going to use that Torah to rationalize every evil thing he wants to do. Like Chazal say, Hamalamed l'talmud she'eno hagun kizerek evin l'malkuas. If you teach Torah to a person who's warped, his midas aren't there, his Yerushalayim isn't there, so it's like throwing stones at a statue, that statue was a type of avodah that was meant to be served that way. That was the avodah of malkuas, is to throw stones at the malkuas. His boy named B'Mashalom, again, if Afil Sicha Schun Shetanchon Tzricha Talmud Kavachomer, when they're teaching you Torah, why'd they hop on to the example Kizark Evan Lamakos? Why don't they say, like defecating on Pa'or? It's also its Avoda. So with the deep Shitali, I didn't see it anywhere, but what I learned from that is that, what's the Rebbe's Cheshbon? Right? What's the Rebbe's schedule when he's teaching the Talmud Sheino Hagun? What's he thinking? What do you mean? I'm throwing stones at him. I mean, every word of Torah is anti what he is. So the Torah's going to break him down. Giving him tochacha like stone throwing in Meir Sharm. I'm throwing stones at him. This is hard tochacha. I mean, Adarabba, I'm doing what needs to be done. The Torah that goes into him is like, giving him tochacha on line with throwing stones. Except the problem with Malkulis is that Avodaso Bekach. The problem with this Avodazara is that that's goof of the way you serve it, and that's goof of the way you reinforce it, and you acknowledge it, is by throwing stones. So you think you're knocking him down, and the Torah is going to purify him. But since he has no kelim to be Makabo, all your pure motives of being Makar of him and changing him are only going to make things worse. Because that Torah is going to reinforce his Avodah Zarah. because the Torah was yotzei lechutz where it doesn't belong. The Torah went out to a place that doesn't belong. It doesn't belong by this Talmud who can't take it, who doesn't know how to handle with it. And only bad comes from that. And we already learned a few times in Maal Satorah how the Golus comes because of Bittul Torah. Amav Da'aretz, Al Azra Mistairasi. Why did the Torah, you know, well, why did Eretz Yisrael get destroyed? Because they abandoned the Torah. That Golus is a mushel on a national level of the boundaries between Pnim and Chutz being distorted. How the Goyim come into Eretz Yisrael, they who belong in there, they who are Bachutz and live Bachutz have come Bifnim, and Klai Yisrael Bifnim are chucked out into Chutz Laaretz. That the distortions of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael parallels Chas V'Sholem, a distortion in Torah. Bittul Torah lo mibaya. But even if there is a distortion in the way the Talmud Torah is being handled, so that's already the beginning of Golus. That's Golus right there, that the Torah is in Golus. The Torah that belongs bifnim and belongs only by Klal Yisrael, and even amongst Klal, it only belongs with Talmidim Hagunim, the Torah is Yotzei Lechutz, and that causes the Torah to be warped and contorted. And so connected that is Golus. Klal Yisrael, the nation of Torah that live in the Aretz, go to Chutz Laaretz, and the Goyim in the Chutz come Bifnim. And that's why you will find, I think already it's very clear now, the secret of why, Lo Mibaya Shivasar Batamas is a big sign by us, that's the Yom Shehuvka'ir. That's the day when they actually knock down the Chaimah. They actually knocked down the walls of Yerushalayim on Shivasar Batamas. And that happens to be the day they actually made the Egel, was Shivasar Batamas. And what the Egel has to do with all this, we'll explain in a second. Right? So it's Mamish a big tainus by us. That's the day where the Mamish was, and that's the day that the Mamish made the Egel. And Asar Batavis, that's connected to Targum HaTorah's Kiyoyim Shanasibar Egel. The Tzad HaShava between them is that Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk. On the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani Chayma V'Shadai K'Migdolos, I am like a wall, and my breasts are like towers, the towers in the wall. Ani Chayma Zu Torah, the wall is the Torah. V'Shadai K'Migdolos, and my breasts, those are the Talmid Chayim who are suckle, the Jewish people with Torah, they are like towers. That's all the Sha'arei Yerushalayim throughout Chazal is a mushal for the Torah. Torah is called the wall. Omdos haru yagleinu b'sha'arayach Yerushalayim. So Gemara says in Makkos in that pasuk, mi yigam agir shiyamdu b'mechama Sha'arei Yerushalayim shiyoshim v'oskim b'Torah. The walls, the gates of Yerushalayim, Chazal always see that in Tanakh as a metaphor for Torah. Why do they see it that way? Now we say, we learn halach that the Talmud Chacham has to be ma'amid dvarim kechayma. Talmud Chacham has to give a stark shear that stands like a wall. Because the wall is what divides between pnim and chutz. Right, what does the wall do? It separates between what's on inside of the wall and what's the outside of the wall. And the Torah has to be clear and sharp that this is what's inside. And this is what's emes. And anything outside of what I've just described to you in Shir is sheker. That the ma'amid dvarim kechayma, that the Talmud Chacham has to say a Shir that stands like a wall, that the emes is clear cut. And there's a clear distinction between the emes and the sheker. Everything that's within what I just taught you is emes, everything that's out of is sheker. It's a wall. Just like Yerushalayim is Eretz Yisrael's bifnim, and Yerushalayim is bifnim pnim. They only have the base of Mikdash, that's the pnim, pnim, pnim. That's why Sha'arei Yerushalayim, which is mamash the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael, it's mamash the in within the in, the Sha'arei Yerushalayim on Meramis Tetera. That that the Torah is mamish what's within the walls, and everything on the outside wall is out of God's world. What happened by the ego? We say it all the time. There is no better way, and I've never seen a better, clear description of what happened by the Chet Egel than what the Kuzri writes in Ma'amar Rishon. It's like, what were they thinking, right? They just saw God, you know, the fire and the whole business. And it's like 40 days later, and all because Moshe was a little bit late in coming down. All right, so Moshe Rabbeinu died. Okay, the son says that the son Kilu made them think that. So what's the jump from there to making an ego? So says the Kuzri, Moshe Rabbeinu promised them luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu promised them a mishkan. Right, and the luchas and the mishkan would make them able to relate, because you know they were coming out of Egypt serving idols. So like by them, divine service was something very physical and tangible, like the way the pagans and the Christians do it. You go into church, you see a lot of pretty statues and the organ and all. It's very megusham. It's very tangible, and therefore it's very easy to appreciate, because they made it so physical and so easy. You don't have to be a big philosopher or a big believer to feel good and to relate, because they made it so physical and tangible that the human mind could connect to it instantly. So now Klaus is coming out of starting idols, you know, where everything is very tangible, it's very easy to relate to, and they are afraid Moshe is not going to come up with the goods now. So they had to take matters into their own hands and make forms. But they says the Kuzri, they didn't chas v'sholem want to get rid of God. Chasra, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said to Elohecha Hecha Yisrael, Sheelucha Meretzvan, this is your God that took you out of Egypt. They believed in the God who spoke to them only 30 days earlier. They believed in the God that took them out of Egypt. They weren't trying to ditch the Ribon Shel Olam, chas v'sholem. They was purely altruistically motivated that I got to be able to relate. I got to be able to relate. So I got to spice it up for myself. Right? So we got to make an ego. That way you can relate. That way it connects. Because that's what we're used to. That's what we understand. And says the Kuzri, it was a very technical violation. They did the issue of making a pestle, but it was a purely technical violation. They didn't want to supplant God for a different God. They were technically over on Los Sas El Chapesel. Technical violation. But the intent was pure. We got to be able to connect. We got to be able to relate. Okay. We're coming from serving forms to like just davening to a Ribon Shel Olam that you're not allowed to even imagine that he has a form. Not even allowed to imagine he has any type of form. It's a big jump. So they made the ego. And that's the crisis of the ego, that the ego is the sheresh of all Golias and all Puranias. The Chazal say there's not a single Puranias that happens to Klai Yisrael that does have a little bit of the Cheta Ego in it. As we're going to read, V'yom Poktis Pakadati as Avayna Maleim. Pasuk says, whenever I'm going to take retribution, there'll also be, whenever I have to slap them anyway, the slap will be for the Cheta Ego also. Chazal's Darshan for the Pasuk, I believe we're going to read in the Laning soon. Or maybe not, but I'll call them, it's over there in Parshas Kisisa. Because you know what they did, Moshe is going to give them Torah that's the absolute emes, and Moshe is going to raise them up and educate them to appreciate emes. Right, but they don't have the patience for that, or the courage for that. They don't want to spend the time. They don't want to spend the years. Go through the toil of the adjustment to be able to relate to the emes of Torah. We got to change it. Well, this is Kirov. You know, we got to draw ourselves close. Make it come down to us. Kiruv Torah, right? We'll make it that we should be able to relate to it, right? Water it down, change it so the seichel megusham, a seichel megusham, a very hard physical, you know, brain that only reacts and only appreciates sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Right? So we got repackaged the Torah. Just that was the essence of the Chet HaEgel. That was the Chet HaEgel, says the Kuzri. All the right intentions, but what? You took the Torah l'chutz. Right? You took the Torah and you took it out of bounds. So you wanted to make the Torah and the whole mitzvah of Avodas Hashem mat'im, fitting for a seichel megushim. Be fitting for a heavy physical brain, not a... When it's the opposite, we have to educate ourselves that we can appreciate the Torah. We don't take the Torah l'chutz. We have to bring ourselves bifnim. So in Mela, right, this is now we understand very clearly what the Maseches Sofrim was saying. Haya oisa yom kasha li Yisrael, ki yom shenasa egel, shelo haisa yechayla atar li targem kol tzarcha. Now it's very clear what that means. That day was difficult, like the making of the egel, that the egel was to mutilate the mitzius of Torah and Avodas Hashem, to be matim to a seichel megushim. And that's lo haisei chol atar li targem kol tzarcha. The Torah can't be translated into goy language. It can't be translated into goy value. And therefore, if they translated the Torah into Greek, in some places they fudged. In some places they told sheker. No, relative to the pure emes of Torah. Because the Torah cannot be mitargem kol tzarcha. The Torah can never be rendered into the language of a foreign culture. Because that's the Torah, that's the legacy of Klal Yisrael. Am HaKadosh, that speak Lashon HaKadosh, being Yotzei Lachutz, going out of bounds. And when it goes out of bounds, it's going to lose itself. And that's also Kasha Yisrael, because there was such a pagam in the Tahara of Klal Yisrael, in the MS of Torah, that even if we don't use that Sefer Torah, although you should know all the early Christians used that Torah, the Septuagint, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. That was what the church used for hundreds of years. So not Ke'ilu, well, we didn't suffer from it. That's what they used. They didn't know how to speak Hebrew. The Gentiles converted by Paul, they used that Torah, that Targum. And that's Mamish, the whole Christian religion came eventually from that Targum. That the Torah was Yotzei L'chutz. So it's not like we didn't suffer from it physically. We did in the long run. But even immediately, that compromise, the adulterating of emes with sheker, that inevitably has to happen if you want to make the Torah understood by a pagan king, put it in his language, and the language that he understands, he relates to, you're going to lose the Torah. You're going to lose the Torah, you're going to lose yourself. You're going to lose what it means to be Jewish. You'll lose the Judaism. And it's Yom Kosher Yisrael, Ki Yom Shenasa Bo Egel. They made the same mistake all over again. You watered down the Torah. You change the Torah to be matim to a seichel chitzoni, a brain that's outside of the emes of Torah. You lose the Torah in the process. And you lose Torah, you lose Eretz Yisrael. Golos is the living mashal for that. And that's the stuma. Nistamu libam ve'nem shel Yisrael. Maybe the physical oppression didn't start yet. But there's an aspect of golos that if you're living in Egypt, the value starts seeping in, and the Torah starts seeping out. And I have to now put the Torah into Egyptian. And now you have to also put it in, you know, make the Torah, for lack of a better word, please forgive me, for lack of a better word, you have to make it sexy to the Egyptian mind, because now your kids are growing up in Egypt, and they speak Egyptian. That's the nistama einehem v'ribam, that the heart and the eyes are covered over. You're out of touch with emes. That started already, to be out of touch with emes, because you're out of bounds. You're living amongst goyim. And now the Torah, chas v'shalom, suffers from that out of boundness. And that's what happened on Asor B'Tevis by the Targum HaTorah. Right? That what happened to that, connected that, is that Melech Bavel Samach Lachaima, the king of Bavel, started pushing up against the walls of Yerushalayim, that the tension between Pnim and Chutz started rising. Just like that Targum, maybe we didn't suffer from it immediately. Maybe in the Shoah, we viewed it as a nace, that they all were machav into the same Targum. But oh, in the long run, did we suffer? The whole Christianity came from it. The whole concept of compromising, Torah, compromising emes, adulterating emes or sheker, came from it. And then that place where it took place, Alexandria, we know, was very shvach over there. With the Hellenizing, you know, Hellenizing it, combining Torah with Hellenistic culture, Rahman al-Islam. So that tension, that breach starts in Asar B'Tavis. That's where the tension rises between Pnim and Chutz. And that's what it says in the Sefer Yetzirah. Himlich ois ayin beroiges. Then in the month of Tavis, what reigns is the letter ayin beroiges, in turmoil. Beroiges is when things start heating up. Like Yom Yagazom Yetzirah Tov al Yetzirah. The Yetzirah Tov has to always be fighting with the Yetzirah. So Yos Ayin is Maramis to the Ayin Umasailam, the 70 nations of the world. And the Roigis, the tension starts, you know, the tension between Pnim and Chutz start rubbing against each other. The friction rises. And that's Melech Bavel Samach Lachayma. Right? The king of Bavel, who is the epitome, the king of Chutzlars, the entire Chutzlars, is rubbing up against the wall of Yerushalayim, which represents everything Pnimiyistic. Everything that's Bifnim. The tension is rising. Ayin Beroigas. The tension between Pnim and Chutz is rising. And we'll say very quickly, because we had it already in Das Tvunis. Right? It's not a coincidence that 13 things were changed. You think it was a coincidence that Stavka, 13 things happened to have been changed in translation. So we've been talking about this already for months. 13 is Gematria Echad. That the side of Yichud Hashem that they can't know. That all of Goyesha philosophy fits into the five mistakes that the Das Tvunis enumerates about Yichud. You could be monotheistic and still not have the pure view of Yichud Hashem that the Torah preaches. And that was very much prevalent in Greek philosophy. Right? Elohim, Bara, Bereish, like God created the world. But we understand Bereishis, Bara, Elohim, the first thing that the Rebbe Shem created was Elohim, his Midas. Like we were learning Mamish and Das Tvunis. The Rebbe Shem's Midas don't define him, he created them. Bereishis, Bara, Elohim, the first thing God created was the Midas of the Hashgacha, that he's Mashgiach with. Right? Kayadua, as the Rambam sums it up in the Mor Nevuchim, Hitpartzut ha-philosophim klape Hashem, Hitpartzut chamura. Right. How the philosophers burst, you know, I think it's literally, he means it literally, that they burst through towards God, that they thought with their seichel, anushi, they could analyze God and determine what God can do, what God can't do, which is a pagam in Yichud Hashem, because we say, Einod Mubari, he's in the category on his own, he can do whatever he wants. So they thought, Das was mentioned a few times, and we'll mention it yet again, of what the secular Aristotelians say, what the one God has to do, because these are his midas, and this is the way the Teva works. And we say that that, which is all called Elohim, HaTeva is Gematria Elohim, we spoke on Hanukkah, that's all a Nivra, Bereishis, the first thing God did was create Elohim. He created all the midas of Dashgacha, but God himself is not bound by it. He's Echad, he can do whatever he wants. Right, and we'll skip to the third example. Vayicha Bayei Mashishi Vayishbos Yom HaShvi. Right, he finished on Saturday, on Friday, and he rested on Saturday. Whereas Bayei says, Vayicha Vayishbos, both on Yom HaShvi. So I don't know how many times we spoke about this on Shabbos. It's one of our favorites during Shabbos to speak about this inyan. Right, in Teva, there's no such thing as being finished, because everything is SOS. Same old story. Like Kohelis says, sun rises, sun sets, the weiter. There's, in Gashmias, there's no such thing as being finished. Right? Just the voice, you take a break, that's all. But whereas Chazal say, Ma'ay Olam Chaser Menucha, Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha, that Shabbos which is in Ruchnius, you could be finished. We have to be Mekatzer because, it's time for Mincha already. That we understand that the whole concept that your life adds up to something, and that it's something that you built something. The shorish for that is Shabbos. Shabbos is what closes the circuit on the week. That all the days unite around Shabbos. It's the focal point. We want to say Shabbos is bifnim, and all the days of the week are bachutz, focused at it. Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos. Hayom yom sheni b'Shabbos. And Shabbos is what closes the circuit. So that's why the whole musik of menucha, you are where you belong, your bifnim, comes from Shabbos. And that's why Vayishbos b'yom hashvi, Shabbos created, the seventh day created, a mitzvah that you are where you belong, and there's no reason to go by it. It's not about your vacationing, your loafing. This is where you belong. And you're mamish finished. You are mamish where you belong. And everything that you did added up to coming here. That doesn't exist in Teva, any of these things we just described. And this also has to do with the Yichud Hashem, which we can't explain right now. And that was the pagam that the whole Torah is to teach us about. The Torah with its Yud Gimel Ikorim is to teach us about Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, and it got that MS got lost in translation. That's what people say. Tell the fry guy God can only do the good. He has no free will, because that way he'll feel secure with God. You're lying to him. You're lying about the basic MS of the Torah, that the Ribono Shel Olam is not meshubat anything. You don't understand that? You're right. You're supposed to get educated and grow into understanding it. Not convert the Judaism to internet. You surf Judaism and you have a quick, flashy sound bite. You pick it up right there with the, and you could split your screen. You have the one with the bathing suit on the right and the Torah on the left. Rachman Otzlan. You understand that we're losing the battle? Well, this is not cute. This is called to lose. This is called Zarek Eben Lamarkulis. We're losing. We're losing in the compromise. The Seder Hazmanim in the calendar, chronologically, in history, historically I mean to say, the Nes of Hanukkah happened at least 60 years later than the Maisa of the Shivim Zkenim. At least. And there's no Lididi Pshituli that it was a tikkun for the Maisa that happened with the Shivim Zkenim. That Chazal say that the Yevanim broke into the Beis Hamikdash and Potsu Yud Gimel Pritzus. They made 13 holes in the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is the Pnim, the epitome of what's within. And that's where the Pnimis of Torah is, the Sanhedrin of God and Lishkas of Gazes. They made 13 holes in the Beis Hamikdash, 13 breaches in the walls. They breached the difference between Pnim and Chutz in 13 ways, Mamish, Keneged, the 13 changes in translation done in the Sefer Torah, the Talmi HaMelech. And there's all Merumas in Mo's Tzur. Yevonim Nikbitzu Olai, Azai Bimei Chashmanim, Ufotzu Chomos Migdolai, that the master of Mo's Tzur, whoever he was, puts the emphasis that they broke the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the Timu Kol Hashmanim, and they defiled all the oils. Because the walls, Timu Chomos Migdalai, so he quoted the Medrash from Shir Hashem, Chomos is Torah, and the Migdal is the Rabbanan, that they wanted to breach the difference between Pim and Chutz, put Hellenism in the base of Migdash, and the beauty of the Torah they'll also take, give and take. And that was the secret of the 13 Pirtzes, that the Torah should lose its basic message of the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just be culture. and they wanted to put the Hellenism bifnim and take whatever they could gain from Torah b'chutz. And that was the Yud Gimel Pritzus. And that's the Timu Kol Hashmanim. They defied all the oils that Shemin is Maram is Techachma. The Gemara says in Tekoa there are many Chachorim because they're Regilim B'Shemin Zayas. They wanted to make Torah the same like the Chachmas Chitzonius. Torah will be just one with the other Chachmas Chitzonius. Not in and out, but together. But oil doesn't mix with the others, but that's what they tried. They defiled all the oils. Put the Hellenism into the Torah. That's what they... And the tikkun for that is what the Chashmonaim did. And what the Chazal say to do? What's the mitzvah of Chanukah? Laniach ner al Pesach beso mibachutz. Right? That we reestablish the bias. They were mitame the bias. They compromised the integrity of the bias, which is the bifnim. They violated. They were poretz, like the Rambam says about us. So he's poretz klape Hashem. They burst through the walls. They violated the boundaries between pnim and chutz. And the tikkun for that is, you know where your house is, you know what's in, and you know what's out. And the Ner Chanukah, which is the Or of Torah, is al petach habayis, it stays samud to the house, and meyer lechutz. We sent, this is in, that's out, and influence is a one-way street, from in to out, not out in. But look, tadaktik b'lashaynam, that the halacha, tadaktik in the Russian, that has to be al pesach habayis. You can't take the menorah away from the bayis. There's a very interesting halacha in Kol Tarkul. We say lavud. You have three tefachim. Lavud. It's still kind of, but by ner chanukah, but tefach hasach, not more than a tefach, because we have to restore the integrity that the pnim has to be always bifnim. That shouldn't be that kiruv should involve watering down the Torah, contorting the Torah, changing the Torah, compromising the values. Kol mokum shata motze geder erva sham ata motze kedusha. Right? The boundaries. Always keeping the boundaries. The boundaries between the sexes also. That's kedusha and the Torah's kodesh. And Klaisol's am kodesh. And you're going to now mix and have kohen activities. You lose the whole Klaisol. What kiruv did you do? You lost everything. What did you do? The gedarim always have to be bimkomam. Pnim and chutz always clearly defined. Batefach hasamach lepesach. Yeah, the pnim will be mashpia lechutz, and we in the base medrash will be mashpia out. We will. Within a tefach of the base medrash. Within a tefach of the base medrash. Because if you go further, just like it doesn't have halach of a ner chanukah anymore, that Torah is not Torah anymore. And all you did was you built up the sheker in the world. So a person has to know, wherever he is, if a person chatzshom finds himself b'chutz, finds himself in chutz la'aretz, he finds himself in anything that's b'chutz. So miyom shenechva beis mikdashenu enu la'akosh b'chu ba'olama el da'ad amas shahalacha bilvad. Ever since the temple got destroyed, God has one thing left in his world. There's one thing that's still called in God's world. That's the Black Gemara. So the beis hamikdash and the golus was a distortion that we don't know what's in and what's out anymore. That's golus. In goes out, and out goes in. That was korban habayis. We lost that. But miyom shenechva beis mikdashenu, say Chazal. Ever since we lost beis mikdash, ein lo la'akosh baruch hu ba'olamo el da'ad amas shahalacha bilvad. There's one thing God has left ba'olamo in his world. There's one thing that's still called bifnim. And the rest is still called, that's the da'ad amas shahalacha. A person has to know, wherever he is, when he opens the Daf Gemara, he's in God's world. And when he's not in the Daf Gemara, he is out.